Report.
Stakeholders in the construction industry have highlighted opportunities in the sector which the youth can take advantage of. They maintain that with the programs and policies put in place, the construction sector will be able to provide thousands of jobs to the teeming youth of the country by 2020. The stakeholders made their remarks on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the construction sector in Ghana, the role of the youth. The Project Director of Youth Inclusive Entrepreneurial Development Initiative for Employment, Vera Mills Odoi, said the construction industry contributes significantly to the industry's GDP and cannot be relegated to the back burner. Splinter groups in the sector must therefore come together to see how the industry can be tapped to provide employment.
It's one of the promising sectors we find in Ghana. It has been identified as a sector that is growing at a very fast pace. Just take a look at what we call now the airport city. I mean, a few months ago, that was virtually, those high-rise buildings we see there were non-existent. Okay. And then just move from there and just look at the roads, look at Circle, look at what is happening at Kaswa, the interchange, etc. It's providing opportunities for us. A lot of people look at it and say that we are getting richer, or it signifies wealth. But in terms of credible evidence, the sector has contributed steadily to our GDP. 8.9%, 2012 grew to 11%, 2013. And then became over 20-something percent just in 2014. And that tells us a lot.
A representative from the Youth Empowerment Synergy, Yes Ghana, Emmanuel Eduji, called on the public to patronize the services of professional artisans in the construction industry to prevent defects in their buildings as well as ensure value for money. He said it is only through engaging qualified professionals that the quacks in the industry can be flushed out.
The struggle for every young person is to be able to earn a living, but not just anything, a sustainable, a productive kind of livelihood. And over the years, as a nation, we've explored various avenues in which to do this. I'm sure you remember we've done tie and dye, we've done agriculture, which I think should actually receive even more today. And we've done all kinds of areas. Construction is that new booming gold that, if we properly explore, has the potential to then bring on not just a few, but a large portion of our young populace into it, both male and female. And that's the other thing. Anytime you mention construction, a lot of people tend to think it's for young men, you know, but it's for young men, it's for young women. It has massive potential.
The executive director of African Aurora Business Network, Maureen Odoi, said the high unemployment rate among the youth can only be solved if they are empowered to take advantage of the opportunities that exist in the construction industry.
If you look at the group of people we are targeting, that is the youth, there is a high unemployment rate among this youth. And the question really is, who should employ them? Government, private sector, their issues. So the opportunities there really is to empower these young people to look at that opportunity in that sector and start their own businesses. And if they cannot start, at least they should learn, build up their capacity, get mentorship, coaching, so that they can take advantage of all these high rises. Why can't a young person of 20 years bid for a project at the airport city, when employ some colleagues, other experts, and also start building? Why should we bring people from all over? So I think opportunities exist, but then let's look at it from a business perspective where profit is the motivation and young people can take advantage of that.
You heard panelists on our current affairs program Talking Point.